A legacy of the communists' fascination with the prefabricated building method, panelaki, or tower block buildings, to this day can be found across the Czech Republic, often in prominent and elevated places, towering over cities and towns. After all, they were considered the height of architectural and technological progress during communism. In Western countries, tower block estates often come with a social stigma and mostly provide housing for economically disadvantaged families. Not so in the Czech Republic, where a large portion of the population still live in such buildings, and therefore it is considered a relatively standard, if not ideal, way of living. But what does life inside a panelák flat look like nowadays, some 40 years after the first ones were built?
This is our bathroom. Don't get horrified too much. It's as I said, it's obsolete.
Radka Slavátová is a student and young mother. She lives in a panelák building in Prague's Krč neighborhood with her husband and her 1.5-year-old daughter. Most of the interior of their flat, which her mother owns, has remained unchanged since it was built in 1967.
This is actually the way it looked when it was new. Nothing was changed in here. You can see the basin is over the bath, which is not very useful. And it's also very small, and the walls are made of that plastic material.
When I visited the young family, Radka was nice enough to give me a tour of her flat, and she pointed out some of the everyday nuisances that are part of panelák life.
In fact, this flat, the walls, I mean the classical walls, are just around. And the inside walls are just some kind of plastic, so it's quite thin, and you can hear everything through these walls. And this is what it looked like when it was built.
Okay.
It's like, it's not wall at all, it's just a... Yeah.
So I guess within the flat, given that you're a family, it doesn't really matter. What about the walls between you and your neighbors? Has it gotten better? Have they changed maybe something? Or
not the inside walls, but well, there's trouble with these houses. When they build it, they thought that it would last, for example, like 30 years or something. But now it's slowly falling apart, and the people who live here have to rebuild it, actually.
Themselves,
yeah. Yeah, because it's actually, it's falling apart.
Aside from being in desperate need of a makeover, Radka's flat has some other, more fundamental shortcomings.
Yeah, there's another thing. It's quite warm in here, because there are these heating pipes over there. Now they're not actually, it's not warm now, but in winter it's always very hot, so we have to open our windows in winter, because it's very hot in here, and it's not very spacious, the flat. So these are the major disadvantages.
Could we take a look around to how spacious it is?
This used to be a bedroom, but we made a study from it. So I work here and I study here, but it's quite small. It was difficult to fit all the books in here and the computer, and I think it's just fit for a study. It's really small.
But while modern needs have outgrown what a panelák flat can offer, at one point these apartments were considered state-of-the-art living. Martin Lux is a sociologist whose research focuses on housing.
They started to be built in the 60s, 1960s, and they were not built as social housing, and this is a very important contextual difference. They were built for all strata of society, including professors from the universities, as well as people who were working in factories. They were built as a public rental housing originally, but not as a social housing, so they were designed for everyone in the society. And what is also, I think, important in that time, it was in some way a technological advance building because of very bad maintenance of pre-war housing during the communism. So movement to prefab housing was in some way perceived as advantageous in that time because it offered the inhabitants central heating, it offered them lifts, relatively bright rooms, balconies, so something that was not in pre-war buildings in that time. That's why it was attractive.
Jitka Heitmanová, who now lives in the center of Prague in an apartment in a pre-war brick building, remembers moving into a new Panelák flat with her parents when she was a child in Louny, a small city about an hour away from Prague.
The experience moving to the completely new built Panelák was just excellent. We were happy at that moment. My parents were... When they were offered to move to the newly built block of flats, they were just happy because the Panelák meant at that moment something like luxury. Everybody simply loved it, and many people wanted to live in Panelák because there was that central heating, warm water, elevator, and the other features people simply loved. So at that moment it was really... And the flat was very large. It was 80 square meters, and we were just three people, so it was just excellent.
Břetislav Svoboda, a Prague resident who also grew up in a prefab apartment block, says he too was happy to move in as a child.
It was fun at first, because our Panelák people were moving in within 1 month, because it was brand new, and within a month it was full. We moved into Paneláks when I was 8 years old. We were one of the first in that part of town. And then just people started moving in, a lot of families with young kids. So we instantly made friends. I'm from a big family. I have four brothers. So there were a lot of kids because it was families moving in from different regions of Czech Republic seeking work. So they got the flats in Prague, and it was in Panelák.
Radka says the biggest advantage to living in a Panelák is that everything you need tends to be close by.
What I like about this, about living here, is the place, because the metro station is quite close. It's like 6 minutes walk. There are many shops around here, and there are kindergartens and schools all around, doctors. So I'm quite satisfied with this.
Of course, not all of the many Panelaks were exactly the same. A tenant's experience may have been different depending on how many families lived in their building, or if it was one of a few tower block buildings, or part of a massive cluster of Paneláks, such as the huge grey estates on the outskirts of Prague. Having grown up in different types of tower block buildings, Radka, Bedřich and Jitka nonetheless were all quick to mention one characteristic that they found particularly problematic.
There are huge disadvantages living in these buildings. For example, the noise. You can hear almost everything your neighbors are doing. We have a neighbor who lives a floor below us, and she is almost deaf. And it took us about half a year to persuade her to buy headphones because we could hear everything she was when she was listening to the radio or when she was watching the TV. We could even understand the program she was watching. So it's a huge disadvantage of these buildings that you can hear everything.
Everyday life in Panelák, well, it was all about noise. The weirdest things were sound of people arguing, you know, like somebody would be sitting on the toilet, and because the toilets were, you know, all the same within the whole building, you could hear somebody on the 11th floor arguing with their wife or husband from the toilet.
Especially the bathroom and toilet, the walls in between the bathroom and toilets were no walls. It was kind of paper. And so when our neighbor was flushing the toilet, we heard it. Everything was just clear to understand, even the discussions they had or arguments. I kind of understood the topic of the argument.
There has been a shift in the demographics of Panelák's tenants, says sociologist Martin Lux.
But was not so quick and was not so rapid as it was expected when there was a revolution after 1989. The short-term prospects or estimates in that time were that very soon housing estates will become residualized type of housing, like for very low-income households only. This didn't happen. However, there were some shifts, and these shifts were mainly that there are not so many families with children now who prefer more suburban family house or detached housing. They lose young generation a bit. Young generation lives there, but only on temporal basis, using as a rental housing as a first housing, and after that they move to better housing, like from new housing construction, or they build their own family houses.
Radka and her husband, too, are looking to move to a detached house in a village near Prague soon.
We've already bought a house near Prague, so in autumn we are going to move out. I'm quite happy about living in a house, so I'm looking forward to it. But on the other hand, as I mentioned before, it has advantages to live here because everything is quite close. And when you have children, it's ideal.
Jitka, who has already moved on from her Panelák life, says she has never looked back.
I would never live in Panelák in Prague. That's the option I never count on. I luckily live in a nice place, and it's old building built in 1904, so the walls are thick, 60 centimeters thick walls, and I cannot hear anything. And I would never choose Panelák for me to live.
This edition of Czech Life was first broadcast in May 2010.